Welcome to the Beer Hells Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
I'm Fernando.
I'm Harmon.
And all of us are in today, and we've got a little bit of a special surprise today.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Ooh, what is the surprise, Danny?
Well, we're going to deviate a little bit from what we normally do, and we're going to do what we call the blind taste test. We've done that for our 50th episode, and Let's just do it again. Why not?
Amazing. So we're just going to be literally looking at something blank and kind of rating it based on what we feel
it should get
rather than looking at it and being like, hey, this is what it is.
Basically, yeah, it's going to be three different types of IPAs.
Perfect.
We're going to guess what kind of IPA, if it's a single, a double, a triple, or a quadruple IPA.
Oh, wicked.
Hold on.
There's a quadruple IPA in
this? Oh, yeah, there is.
Oh, damn. My God.
Wow. So, well, I mean, this is, I think there is anyways.
Yeah, out of the ones we had to pick.
Out of the bunch, I picked a few high alcohol ones, so I'm assuming there's going to be one in there.
I mean, for 2025, you guys are outdoing yourselves already. I like this.
Look at that, right?
Yes.
What we're going to do is, we're going to rate it as normal, and then we're going to see the result afterwards. If we get this right, the winner doesn't get anything, just bragging rights. What do you think we're going to get?
Come on. Nothing at all.
Seriously, guys, come on.
Okay, all so right. What are we starting
gonna
with?
I'm going to mix it up here because it's all thing. Let's just do this guy. This is a blank
beer.
Koozie on a black can.
Pretty
so
straightforward.
Yeah, very straightforward. It's that brewery that I don't know, but we will discuss that afterwards because we're still going to rate the labels, guys.
All right. Well, right now it's a black on black label. I really like it. It's,
it's the best you can do.
It's fantastic. This haziness is looking good, though. It's got that orange juice look, so this looks like it's going to be a tasty one.
Oh, wow.
That looks like a double.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so then why are you telling us this?
Super easy.
Like quads and stuff. Get out of here.
You're gonna have to guess it, buddy.
It's in a bunch of it's a bunch of IPAs, between the single all the way to the quadruple.
And are you sure it's a quadruple?
And we don't know. That's what the whole idea is, to guess what it will be. That's why we're doing a blind taste test.
If we're testing three beers, there's a possibility.
He missed the memo.
One of them is not there.
Okay. Okay, let's get these guys going. Okay. What do we smell?
Oh, it definitely smells like a double or triple.
Oh, I'm smelling a little bit of coconut.
Wow, this is nice.
I can smell a little bit of pineapple too, so definitely some tropical notes, and then you're getting the citrus notes with it. Oh, we're already drinking? Is that what it is?
I cheers them. I thought we were drinking already.
Maybe you guys are the worst right now.
It's just the angle.
What are you smelling?
The angle that he smelled it at made it seem like he took a sip. So I'm like, oh, okay, cheers.
What are you smelling?
I smell fruit and I smell that booziness. So I'm saying it's going to be like a triple IPA.
Okay. It smells like a double or triple to me.
It smells very dinky.
You said it's a double.
Yeah, this is good, man. This is
it smells like pineapple. I smell pineapple.
I'll tell you this right now. It tastes bomb.
Oh, you had a sip already?
I definitely
agree with
think
Fernando.
There's
this is probably a triple.
Cheers.
Some pine
Let's try it.
I agree. It smells like it.
So you're trying to fool me now?
Sorry. You get that booziness? Wow. I do get almost like a pineapple, notes of pineapple in there.
Triple.
This is definitely a quadruple.
Triple.
This definitely tastes like, it's got to be like a triple. It's a triple or quadruple.
This is a triple
or
quadruple for sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely boozy.
It's nice, it's boozy. It definitely.
This is a wicked beer.
This is really good.
It definitely wakes you up.
Yeah, it's got a booziness to it, but you got a lot of pineapple in there.
You got me right now. Yeah, I bet you it is a Clyde.
Okay, it seems how Speedy down there went first. What do you want to rate it?
Hey, Speedy, let's go.
I give this a 9.5.
All
taste,
right.
On the taste.
On the damn taste.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Fernando, what's up?
On the taste, you know what? A neat. It's nice and tasty. It's good. But, you know, it is a little bit on the boozy side. I like taking sips of this. I don't think I could finish the can. I'll fall asleep.
I agree with you there. It's got good flavor, but you do get that boozy backbone where it's like, oh, okay, it's not so bad. Yeah, it's a little too much. I'm going to go with 8.5 for myself.
Same here. Eight and a half was a good number.
Yeah, not too bad.
So what did we all say that this might be? What type of IPA?
Honestly, for me, I'm going to say triple because I don't know if he got a quad.
It's a triple or a quad for sure.
Quads are very rare to come by.
It's a triple or a quad for sure, but because I know that we had some in the bunch that we picked,
you know what?
Okay, I'm going to go with a quad.
I'm going to go with a quad too, just because you said that.
I'm just gonna, go with quad. Quad.
You're going quad? With quad? Okay.
Yes.
Commander?
Quad. You guys are the quad. Worst.
Okay, so we're all quads. What do we got? All
right, let's open this up. Okay, so this guy's from our favorite, one of our favorite breweries, Third Moon, in Milton, Ontario, awesome. Canada.
Awesome.
This is called Quintuple Continuous Blood.
Oh my God, Quintuple.
It's quintuple. A Quintuple IPA, so we are completely wrong.
Damn.
It is 13.5%. The label's actually interesting. It just looks like it's a deer with a bunch of arrows in its neck. And you can, it's almost like, it looks like it's a deer at sunset, so you can't really make out the face, a little bit of the body. And it's in a field. The background is like a shiny purplish red color. Yeah. Kind of a haunting picture. I'm gonna give the
with the arrows in it. Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it like an 8 out of 10 though.
Yeah. 7.5.
I really like the creativity. I mean, who comes up with it? A deer with some arrows looks pretty cool.
Five arrows.
I like it.
Five arrows.
Five really cool arrows there. That's pretty dope. I like it. Anyways.
What do you want to give it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm gonna give it. I really like it. It's solid 9. I like it.
Solid 9. Okay. Apparently, the crack that he smoked today is the special kind. All right. So,
Herman, did you agree?
I can give it an 8.
8?
An 8. It's pretty good.
Okay.
It's not the crack, it's the beer. Okay. It's that good.
All right, then. I'll let that slide. Okay. We're going to move on to our first snack. We've got another one featured from Australia. It's Nestle Kit Kat. It says Milky Bar. Mm. And it's made with real milk goodness, according to the label. It's basically a red and white colored label. The Kit Kat logo. Everybody knows the Kit Kat logo.
Pretty straightforward.
If you don't know the Kit Kat logo,
you're living on the moon.
It's like a white oval shape with red letters that say Kit Kat in it. It's got a picture of the... Of the actual bar itself, cut and broken in half, so you can see the wafers and the white. My guess is just going to be equivalent to the white chocolate milk Kit Kat, but
this is going to be great. It's a Kit Kat, Danny.
It's going to be the greatest.
And there are four bars in each.
So design-wise?
Oh, design-wise, yeah.
8.5. 8.5.
Yeah, I'll give it an 8.
It's a Kit Kat.
Yeah, 8 is to me as well.
It's a classic. It's has that nice shiny red.
Yeah.
Really pops.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 7.
Okay.
It's really nice. It's got that shiny red. I'm going to get the lowest score out of the bunch.
Yeah, 7.
What do we got, Danny? We got 4 nice little sticks.
Yes, we do.
This should be interesting.
So, trying to open it so I don't wreck the wrapper.
You should have cracked it first.
For those I want to see.
You should crack them first.
Oh, I'm going to crack them now.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. That one worked.
All right.
Okay, I'm digging in.
And away we go. Oh, it smells great.
Not too bad.
Yeah, no, it smells pretty good.
Similar to the white chocolate Kit Kat, but it actually tastes a little bit different. You got more of a chocolatey wafer. The chocolate itself is creamier.
Really good.
This is very tasty. I haven't had the white chocolate Kit Kat. Actually, I don't remember having it. But I've had all sorts of Kit Kats. You know, the little tiny ones?
Mm-hmm.
Like the matcha, the strawberry. I still like the other ones more than this one, but this one's still pretty good.
The Japanese ones are, some of them are good. Like the strawberry one's fantastic. It's my favorite one.
They're really good.
Overall, the strawberry one is the best.
Yeah.
But this is still good, too.
This is still good.
Tastes like cookies and cream.
Kind of,
yeah.
Except without the cookies.
I am.
Yeah.
So just the cream.
Oh, wow. Just the cream.
This is 8.
Yeah, this 8. Is an 8 for me as well.
Yeah, I would eat this again. 7.5.
I give it an 8.
An 8. Awesome. Yeah, really, really good.
So happy far, with that one, Dan. Good that, job.
Yeah, so far the two we've had from Australia, fantastic. Okay, let's move on to our next beer.
What do we got up next? A blank can.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got the second beer that's in the lineup. All right.
So, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, very
after that last one.
Yeah.
How are you going to...
I'm never going to trust you again, man. For real.
Starting with the hardcore
IPA.
Ones.
Oh, yeah.
Question.
Got me all excited. Then, at the end, you did. So.
Bang. Yeah, bang. This one kind of looks about the same. it's more of a yellow haze.
Maybe this is the quadruple.
Not again.
That one looks lighter though.
Yeah, it does.
You know what? Like I said, I just saw one that was, or one or two that were in the bunch. I don't know which ones I picked because we just picked them. Rob and myself actually picked them, and we weren't really looking. We just grabbed them and put them right in the koozie. So, is what it is.
Hopefully, it's not random, but we'll see.
All right.
But for those watching, we are going to show what the beers and labels look like. So once this is on YouTube, you'll be able to take a look and see. Speaking of which, if you are watching on YouTube, it'd be fantastic if you can subscribe. We would really appreciate that. That'd be amazing. Drop us a comment. Let us know if there's any beers you like or any beers you think we should drink. If you follow us on Instagram, you can do the same. Or hit us up on Apple and Spotify. Give us a listen. Give us a follow. We appreciate it. Let's give us a sniff first.
The sniff first is the key before you drink it.
This is very... It's more citrus and stone fruit I'm getting out of it.
It definitely smells lighter. I think it's a single.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
It's either a single or a double.
Okay, it's a double. Very hazy.
It's pretty hazy.
Yeah.
We'll tell from the taste, right?
We'll call it from the taste. Cheers, right, bro.
So cheers.
Cheers.
Wow, this is like plain. Simple.
Simple, but very good.
Yeah, it's very crisp. Clean finish. Not boozy at all.
No.
Boozy at all.
This is maybe a single, yeah?
Yeah, this tastes like a single to me.
I mean, if it's a double, I'd be very shocked.
No. That last one is crazy. This one is like...
It's very smooth. Yeah, it's not very bitter at all. It is kind of juicy tasting, but you get basically all the, you know, the fruit and everything, and the fruit notes right at the front, and then it just kind of dies out.
It's different.
Really light.
Yeah, it is
pretty light.
So maybe it is a single.
Yeah, a little bit more piney than the last one, but it's still pretty tasty. I actually do enjoy this one.
That's good. So what's your rating?
On this one, honestly, I find it more drinkable than the last one.
Yeah, this one you can drink a lot. Yeah. You can drink this, no problem. Not to worry, and it's
nice and crisp. I like it. I could enjoy like four of these cans. And the other one, I'll still drink it, but after one of them, I'll be done. It's a quintuple. True. How much percentage was the last one?
13.5.
Yeah, that's crazy. Ooh,
that's a bottle of wine.
Yeah, literally a can of wine.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, for this one, honestly, I'm enjoying it. I'm going to give this a 9.
Okay.
I enjoyed it more than the last one.
All right. Harminder.
I give it a 7.5.
7.5 as well, sir.
I'm going to give this an 8.5. It's a good everyday beer. I enjoy it. Like, it's something that, like, you know, if it's, you look in the fridge and you want a good IPA, it's like, you know, one of those everyday beers. That's what I would take.
Exactly. Everyday beer.
So, it's a good one. I like the taste. Let's see what kind of beer it is and who it's from.
It's a triple.
No way, Jose.
It's a septuple. No, okay.
No way.
Okay, so this one is from Town Brewery in Whitby, Ontario, Canada.
Ooh,
this is Square Wheels. This is their core, like their flagship IPA. Mm-hmm. It's a hazy IPA beer. It's 6.2%, which kind of makes sense because it was a little bit more on the lighter side.
Yep.
We also had a 13.5, so we're able probably determine it a little bit better.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the label of the can's all black and it's got like yellow stripes on the top, right around the top. It's a Square Wheels in bold yellow letters. The label, it's got basically like a square wheel with the wings on the side. It says good work, good times, hazy IPA. So, well done. I give this label, I'd say, about 7.5.
Seven.
What do you guys think?
It looks simple to me. I give it a 7.
For their core beer, saying, hey, you know what? This is going to be their main beer that they're going to make.
Yeah.
I like the label. It's pretty memorable. I mean, Square Wheel. It's just very random.
No, it's cool.
You'll remember it.
But for a flagship beer, it's like...
It's perfect.
Yeah, this is actually a really good flagship beer. This is like one I'd reach for all the time.
For me, definitely 8. I like it.
Okay. Awesome.
I already said it.
What'd you say?
I said 7.
Oh, 7. Okay. Oh,
okay.
All right.
Try to get it out of there fast.
Let's move on to our snack here.
What do we got? Timeouts.
So these are from the UK. They're from Cadbury. They're called Timeout Roundies.
Holy shit.
They're, according to the label here, generously thick chocolate covered wafer.
Oh, boy.
Generous.
Okay. Yeah, and it's a 5-pack.
Are we in trouble?
What's that?
Are we going to be in trouble?
Yeah,
for sure. We might be in trouble.
How many come in a pack?
5.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
All right, then we're good.
So the
we could split the last one.
No, I don't want it. Someone else could have it.
The label's the
I'm on a timeout.
Yeah, right.
Honestly, this should be the break episode. First, we take a break with a Kit Kat, then a timeout with that. Yeah. The heavy beers. Oh, man.
Yeah, so we had a break. We had a break and a timeout. This is great. So,
you okay, Dan?
Yeah, we got the label here. I was going to describe it for those listening, you bastard.
Didn't sound like
someone needs a timeout.
You shut up.
Anyway, the packaging is it's a Cadbury style packaging and straightforward. It's a 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Okay, yeah. So
shows it exactly what you're going to get. Yep. I'm pretty sure that's like real size.
It might be. Yeah, you got timeout basically in white letters with the red letters and a white outline. It says roundy. And that's with a blue background. But then you got the actual, you know, flagship, the standard purple from Cadbury.
Always.
Which is written in gold letters.
It's over.
Just open it and just grab it and just eat it.
And but the picture of it tells, like, it looks so detailed. Like, you can see, like, a swirl and, like, the round wafer. It looks actually really good.
It's almost actual size, guys.
I give it an 8.
You give that an 8?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, what do you want to give
it? Can we go try it right now?
What are you going to give the label, buddy?
What are you going to
give
the label?
I give it an 8. Too, I guess.
Okay.
It's very classy. 7.5.
Okay.
Let's see what they taste like now.
Yeah, hopefully they taste good.
I'm pretty sure they're individually
packaged.
They
better be a 10. It better give
they might
a 10.
Be individually packaged, and then they're going to be like, this is amazing.
They're in a tray, though, so.
I'm pretty sure every Cadbury product we've had so far on the podcast has been.
It's been pretty good.
Off the hook.
Oh, yeah.
Off the hook.
Off the hook.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Whoa.
Look at that.
That's what I'm saying,
pretty
guys.
Pretty neat.
Look at this little puck. Yeah,
they look like a big baby bell.
It's like a puck.
Do you want to grab that wrapper there for me, bud?
Do I?
Purple.
Maybe.
Purple version.
A little swap.
We'll replace them.
Nice.
Okay, so yeah, they've basically the wrapper is exactly just like the packaging, but they're individually wrapped, and they look like a mini baby bell at the same time.
Yeah. So what's the rating?
We already rated the packaging. We got to eat it.
It's how it looks. Looks pretty nice.
Yeah, it looks good.
Should make another reading.
Not at all, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty tasty. I like that little...
Yeah, you get that Cadbury chocolate mixed with that wafer. This is really good.
Yeah.
This is pretty big, too. Like, it's not small.
By the way, does it come with peanuts?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Didn't say on the wrapper.
I hope not.
Well, I mean, if you keel over, then we know, right? So
yeah, we'll find out.
Just gotta cut that out.
We'll keep 911 on standby. You're good.
Don't record this, okay? Please.
Thankfully, we know the number. What's that?
Don't record it.
No, definitely not.
All right.
Think about the views.
All right. So, rating for this guy for me? 8.5.
8.5.
Yes.
Yeah, 9.
Yeah,
9.
For me, solid 8. I like the texture and I like the chocolate.
I'd eat another one.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'd eat another one after that. And I would eat probably all 5.
That's why I mean
quintuples, right? Quintuples all night.
How many are you going for?
I'm going for an 8.
8?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Okay, let's move to our next beer, but that was great. I think that.
Damn Cadbury.
That was really. Yeah, Cadbury just does it every time, right?
Usually Cadbury is always like a little bit smaller and all that shit, but this one?
It's. Yeah, but like.
This is different.
It's a good size snack. Like, it's not. If they were minis, you'd be. But you know what, though? If they were minis, you might be in trouble because you'd eat the whole bag.
Correct. This one piece was more than enough.
Yeah, like.
And you could feel it. Like, that was a good chocolate.
Yeah, it's almost like a chocolate bar's worth of chocolate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, similar to a coffee crisp without the coffee.
Yeah, basically. Kind of.
In a circular format.
And for those who don't know, because Coffee Crisp is Canadian, it's basically, it's wafers wrapped around chocolate, but it's got a coffee.
It's amazing.
Flavor. Yeah, it's so if you never tried it, try it, because it's actually really good.
If you can get in your country, guys.
Yeah.
Get in your country, do a review,
or
and
just,
let us
or
know.
Or just see if you can find it online. Or you know what, hit us up, we'll send it to you.
Tag us.
We'll send you a Coffee Crisp, don't even worry about
it. We'll order a 4-pack on Amazon, there
send
you go.
Send us some chocolate, we'll send you some chocolate. All right, what's the next, Danny? Another blank.
Yeah, label. It's another blank. Okay. Another blank beer.
Let me bring this a little bit closer now, so we can just start pouring it and seeing how hazy this thing's going to be. This is going to be the double, I'm guessing.
Sure. Or triple. I don't know. Double, triple.
Or quadruple.
Could be even a single for all I know.
Could be a single.
It's nice and hazy.
Looks like a double.
Again.
Looks like a double. Exactly.
These are all hazy IPAs.
I was gonna say, much hazier than the last one and not as hazy as the first one.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a little more orange to it, though.
That's for sure a double. I know now.
We're going to taste this thing and be like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
What's the percentage, Dan? I don't know.
Let's taste it first and see what it is. Or what we think it is, anyways.
Let's see. Let's see what this comes out to.
Okay. Definitely juicy smelling.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I really like the smell of this beer.
Gang, almost like a berry, kind of notes of berry. I get a little bit of stone fruit and some, and again, the usual citrus, but...
Yeah, this is stone fruit hard.
This is smelling really good. This is smelling almost as good as the first one.
Slightly more boozy.
So it's like a triple.
This is probably...
This looks like a triple to me.
You think it's a triple?
Oh, yeah.
Let's try it.
Triple's right. No.
Kind of hard to tell.
It's weird. It's weird at the end there.
It starts off like a triple, but then it kind of dies out like a double. I don't know. It's between the two for me.
Boozy.
It's boozy.
It's boozy, but it's not overly boozy.
Chocolate, but it's definitely...
First one was
double slash.
And it tastes kind of like how it smells. You can get kind of notes of almost like a gooseberry. You get a little bit of the stone fruit. You get a little bit of the citrus, but it dies out so quick that it's like...
You know what? It's definitely a triple.
You think it's triple? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having another sip. I think I might go with a triple.
Yeah, when I breathe it out... through my nose, I can
get a little more alcohol. The burn from the alcohol.
Buddy.
Guys, we know what we're talking about.
I know, it's
about.
A triple, guys. It's a triple.
Just remember
100%.
That. We do know what we're talking about.
What do you think it is?
It's triple.
We were
triple?
Right on the first and the second one, and this one is what? A triple, for sure.
We're completely wrong on the first one.
Yeah, we messed that one up.
I go in favor of Fernando on this one, because this doesn't taste like a double.
Can we guess on the percentage?
A little bit boozy.
Yeah, okay, let's guess percentage, too. Go for it.
Okay, percentage.
I think it's about, a 9?
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's a triple, I'm going to go with a 10.
10, yeah.
10.5.
Nice. I said 9.
No, you said 9. We're sticking with 9.
Yeah. All right.
I have no choice.
So, guys,
let's go for the reveal.
The big reveal, guys.
And
the drum roll.
Yeah, it's a single. It's a session. It's a session IPA. Okay, so this one, again, is from Third Moon in Milton, Ontario.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Apparently we got a few of these beers. This one's called 60 Kilometers West of Milton. It is a triple IPA.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, so who said 10%?
Oh, yeah. I said 10.5.
If we're going Price is Right, I said 10. I win because 10.2.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Woohoo. Nice.
So the label looks pretty awesome, though. It's a car on a road. It looks it's a yellow... I'm not sure. It could be a Chevelle or...
Is that a dog with a skull on top?
Yep. In the background. So it's a dog on the road, and you got the bushes on the side, and above the side, you have... Yeah, it looks like a really big dog, like four
Clifford.
Times the size. It
looks
of,
like Clifford.
Yeah. And it's like... Big red it's dog. A huge dog, and staring at, I guess, the car, and then there's a skull right on top of it.
It's a weird
and
one.
6 kilometers west of Milton is in yellow.
Interesting. A very interesting label.
And it's brewed in collaboration with Willibald Brewery. So Willibald is based in Ayr, Ontario, Canada as well.
Willibald, that is an amazing collaboration.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I like how it looks. Looks
yeah, the label's really cool. I think it was like around Halloween or something like that they released this beer.
That's exactly what it should
but
be.
But really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I give this label a 9.
Eight and a half.
Honestly, I love that creative label.
Yeah.
The name, the label, the random dog with a skull, and the fact that it's shiny.
Yeah, right? Shiny. Yeah.
So shiny.
I like
so
it.
Yeah,
I like
that's
it.
What's getting honestly, my attention right
for,
now.
For me, it's a 10 out of 10.
You got like that.
I like it.
You got that shiny royalish blue sky. Yeah. You got like it's a red road.
Yeah.
And then the red dog with the orange with the orangey white skull and the yellow car. Like it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's nice.
I give that a 10.
Give it a 10. Ooh, look at that. Look at
two
you.
Two tens today. Holy.
Yeah. Wow.
Double tens. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was a triple, so we were correct on that. It does taste very triple IPA-ish for those that have had triple IPAs. Very tasty. I mean, if the first one wasn't as boozy tasting, I would take it over this, but yes. I think I'm going to say this was the better one.
This is something you can drink.
I'm able to drink all the time.
Exactly. This is something
that's
you
what
can
I'm
drink.
Trying to say.
Yeah, this is something you can drink.
Yeah.
The first one, man, thank God we're splitting that.
Yeah, holy.
That was serious. And we're expert drinkers.
And we just started.
We're expert drinkers.
And, and this one's, that was booze. Yeah. This one's, it's a lot smoother. Like on the finish, you don't get that booze. It just kind of dies out.
Exactly.
I mean, like I said, it almost tastes like a double IPA.
But it still has that kick, man. Like,
yeah,
I mean, it still
definitely does.
It's still a good beer. Yeah. I mean, that first one, whew. If we didn't have that first one, I don't know if we would have got the remaining right. Just because.
Yeah.
Just because we knew what level we're at.
Yeah, we did the quad first. Perfect.
It's not even a quad. It's a quintuple.
It's a quintuple.
It's not a quad. That's what we thought. It's quad. But it's a quintuple.
I mean, that's what made it easier for the second one, because we had a 13% beer, then you have a 6, so you're like, okay, this doesn't taste as strong.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit easier to guess. This one was a little bit harder, because you kind of like, okay, it could be one or the other,
wasn't
right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
But Fernando got that right off the bat.
He totally did.
He's like, he caught that.
Yeah.
You know what? I would actually like to have the first one first next time.
Okay.
Like, not next time we do this, but I mean next time I just have a drink.
Gotcha.
Because it tasted good, but because I had the quintuple.
Yes.
I think it was a little bit watered down slightly. Yeah. So I think there's more flavor in there that I missed.
Okay. Not possibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can always think. But you know what? You did a lot better this time than you did last time. Because I think last time we did four beers as well. We did pretty good. I think we did two out of four, I think we got right. But there were two that we were completely off on. Granted, we only did three beers this time. But I'm going to take the win and say we did better.
Yeah, we did
yes,
better.
Yes, we did. 100%.
But nonetheless, I want to say again, thanks, guys, for listening. We do appreciate it. And yeah, like I said, drop us a line in the comments on our YouTube or on our Instagram. Let us know what you're thinking. If you had like a crazy, even if you want to share a crazy story about like you drinking beer or like, you know.
Anything, really.
Anything. Just, yeah, let us know. That'd be great.
Or let us know that we might want to share stories with you about our drinking experiences.
And
as well.
You never know, right? Hey.
You never know.
But I mean, at the end of the day, we're all going to be drinking pals. That's how it works. But nonetheless, with these particular beers, you can buy them online. So I highly suggest that if you are in the province of Ontario, especially, definitely look these beers up online or these breweries and pick them up. If you are not and you don't have access to it, there's got to be a beer that's similar that's in your area. Just got to look for it. And if you do, again, let us know what you think.
Take the plunge.
Cool.
Do it.
So in the meantime, I'm going to bid you guys good night or good day, whatever time it is you guys are listening to this, and happy drinking.
Stay frosty, people. Stay frosty.
Cheers.
Be safe, drink safe.